Fleeting Moments, a live version here in Studio B from Acoustic Syndicate here on this afternoon. Steve McMurray belting it out. You're going to work out there. You're broken a sweat already.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's already been the first song of the set.
If you're going to be this big and ugly, you got to make up for it in some other kind of way.
It's so great to have you guys back here, and the powerhouse there. You guys got so much energy. Once you just as soon as you hit that first note, it's like pow. Fits on the drum kit here, and the rest of the gang just brings so much energy. You guys been jamming a lot lately? Has it been kind of like, I know you guys sometimes do various other things, working on the farm. Jay on bass has been doing all sorts of things musically for the last while. And what's it been like the last month or so? Just been really working on new material?
Well, we rehearsed last night.
Yeah.
I know. Think that's the first time since our last gig.
You know, really?
We do have, I'm really excited because it's a whole lot of fun now that we're just playing kind of at our own pace, and all the pressures of road life and rigorous touring are not on us at the moment. I'm not saying that it might be down the road sometime, but it's just a lot of fun playing with the four of us, actually. It's been a while since the four of us guys have gotten together and made some music, so the bag is open on the new material. It's just not it's not totally in there yet.
Yeah, yeah. So. Like, how long was the big long stretch of you guys not all together?
The first time was I remember not when we quit in 05, I guess it was. My guitar didn't come out of the case for 14 months.
Wow.
And I was just needed to sort of take a step off from that for just a little while and do something else.
Yeah.
And we had been doing it for what, 10 years or something, whatever that was. We were doing it and just traveling around, you know, and it was just kind of, man, it just needed a break, you know, after all that. And I had something that I was really enjoying doing on the farm there, and I just didn't see the need to upset that routine
yeah.
at all. But then, you know, it kind of tugs at you a little bit, you know, as you go along, especially when you hear good music, you know, you go, man, I used to do something like that, you know. But the biggest reason we started playing again is our good old buddy Hugh Southard down there in Charlotte just kept calling us back. So, man, you know what? There's a whole lot of people that want y'all to play. And I was like, oh, yeah? Where? but, you know, it took him six months.
A big petition, huh?
Right.
Like,
I mean, it took him
6 months,
you know, and he finally convinced us to come out and play a little gig or something. And so we did.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did, too, because like Brian says, this is a whole lot better way to do things than trying to run the roads and raise a family and you know, keep everybody happy. And it's that's a hard life.
Yeah.
So it's
a little more of a manageable pace, huh? Doing little bit here and there, and then you can retreat back to your other lives and do that.
Which are extremely busy, by the way.
No, are they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Fitz has got one that just graduated from college.
Speaking of other lives.
One in the third grade, is that right?
Yep, third grade.
Third grade, and one going to start kindergarten.
She'll be three years this week.
3 years old.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Lillian.
Happy birthday, Lillian.
All right. And way to go, Papa Fitz. And not bad, Uncle Steve, remembering all the ages and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Talking with Acoustic Syndicate on WNCW. But please, guys, don't scare us again with this whole, you know, the band is done, we're not doing it again. This works
over.
For us.
This is our last performance.
We weren't listening
again. Stop it. No, actually, you mentioned last night was the first time you gigged in a while, and it surprises me because you guys sounded pretty tight. But yeah. I will say we happen to have a photo of that gig. I didn't. Our Facebook manager didn't get permission to post it, but we put it on our WNCW Facebook page. That was cool to see a little shot of you guys rehearsing right before this gig, and then the gig's coming up in Asheville. You got one anyway. It's part of a Playing It Forward series at the Dinah Wortham Theater in Asheville. It's July 1st and 2nd, so the Thursday night and Friday night coming up in a little bit. Both are 8 o'clock shows. The first night, you guys won't be there, although you'll be there, Jay Sanders on bass. It is Colonel Bruce Hampton and the Cork Alliance. Ike Stubblefield and Jeff Sipe will be there. Jay, you'll be there with Shane Pruitt and those guys and some other folks.
Yeah, playing with Jeff and Ike as well. We're going to have a big old throwdown towards the end of the thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Velvet Truck Stop will be there as well, featuring this guy, Jerry McNeely. We've heard of him. And also Big Daddy Love will be there. They were just in Studio B. So that's all part of this Asheville Skyline Presents Playing It Forward. But then the next night, July 2nd, is the second night of it, and you guys are there with Ashgrass Revival. John Flournoy, a lot of folks know him from Larry Keel and Natural Bridge stuff, and Billy Gilmore over there, John Stickley on the guitar too, and the Honeycutters, and Chris O'Neill as well. It's a bunch of stuff there. You can find out more by checking up with Acoustic Syndicate, keeping up with them in their very busy lives on their website, acousticsyndicate.com. So glad to have you guys here. What do you want to play next?
I think we're going to do one called Better For This. It was actually, I have a fourth grader now as well, and a five-year-old. And so this song was kind of came about when the day that I was going to pick him up from the hospital. You know, I came home. We'd been up all night, and he was born. And I came home to get some stuff together, and I ended up sitting down on the floor with a guitar. And then my wife called me wondering exactly where I was because I hadn't made it back to pick up our family yet. So this song kind of came out of that. We hadn't played it in a while. Let me see if I can tune. It's called Better For This.